joining us here in the studios. We've had the news story running this morning about the hearing coming up tomorrow, and she will be a part of it, Kathy Wusterbarth. How are you, Kathy?
Hi, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you on to talk about, big hearing tomorrow, and Need Our Water, the Now people will be there at the hearing tomorrow, won't you?
That's right. Many of the leaders in the Need Our Water group is we're heading over to Roscommon to participate in that public hearing about the supplying water to the public rule set, which is establishing maximum contaminant levels for 7 of the PFAS chemicals. We'll be sharing our comments on that access to safe drinking water and our experiences with the contamination of our drinking water supply in our area. A few of the talking points that we want to get through with in the hearing are that PFAS contamination impacts the drinking water of more than 1.9 million Michiganders, and we can't delay action on protecting the health of our communities. The PFAS limits proposed by the state are a step in the right direction, but key changes need to be made to ensure they protect the health of Michigan communities.
Right.
The PFAS standards must be protective of our most vulnerable populations and be based on the best available science. So we're going to try to get that message through to them.
All right. And again, I think that's 5 till 8 tomorrow, and that's at the McMullen Center there in Roscommon.
Right. We, along with Now members, we have some high school students that are interested in participating.
Terrific.
So we're going to have about 10 of them, and they're going to be sharing their experiences on how this impacts the youth of our community.
Boy, no doubt about that. Well, we're glad that youth are being involved with this. But let's talk about what else has been going on. We know that's coming up tomorrow, but you guys have been busy over the course of, the past year or so.
Yeah, it's a busy time for the PFAS issue. Just yesterday, the state of Michigan filed a lawsuit against 17 chemical companies that manufacture PFAS. So we're pretty excited about that that step that the state is taking. Our U.S. House of Representative Dan Kildee worked on a bill, the PFAS Action Act, that will designate PFOA and PFOS as hazardous substances. So again, that is really a great step in the right direction.
Boy, no doubt. That's just a recent developments, but you got some other things. We need to get caught up with you here a little bit, Kathy.
Thanks. We actually have a couple of movies that we want to highlight. A movie called Dark Waters was produced in Hollywood, and it shows the issue of a lawyer who fought the battle for PFAS in West Virginia for a local farmer. So we're hoping to have a screening of that in Bay City next month. And we also were honored to have a producer who has produced a documentary on Oscoda's experience with PFAS. So that will be coming out next month.
Okay.
And, we're really lucky to have had that producer, focus on Oscoda's experience.
Yeah, I know it's been extensive for Oscoda, and this will be a good way for people who may not understand completely, what the PFAS contamination is all about to be able to get a better grip on it.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. So what else has been going on? Anything else?
Well, this meeting tomorrow, we are replacing with our, we have bi-monthly meetings.
Yeah.
So it is going to replace that meeting that we hold locally. But we felt that it was important for us to get over there and participate. So I appreciate the opportunity to be on the air so that we can encourage that, those public comments.
Now, you said it replaces your regular meeting. When are those held, and where are they held for anybody who might want to come on out?
Yeah, every other month. So January, obviously this month, and then again, we'll have another one in March in Oscoda at the Robert J. Parks Library, 5:30 on the third Thursday of the month.
Okay. Now, presence online, website?
We do. We have a Facebook page that we really try to keep up to date. We have partners throughout the U.S. Through our National PFAS Contamination Coalition. We all really try to communicate what's happening in other states so that we can, have a united front on this very serious issue.
Yeah.
So keep up to date on those Facebook pages. And then we also have an email. So nowactiongroup newtownwater@gmail.com is how you can write to us directly if you have any specific questions that we can help you with.
Excellent. And good luck to you tomorrow at the hearing. Give them heck, as they like to say.
All right, Kevin. Thanks.